Shoemaker Bay is pretty quiet right now, as most of the prep work is done. The city and Petersburg contractors Tamiko and Rockin' Road have been at work completely tearing apart the 40-year-old harbor. There's basically no more pilings, floats, piers, and ramps anymore. Some concrete work is being done in town for the main platform. And the dredging is basically complete, digging any excess material they can from the harbor's bottom. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says the new harbor will accommodate more larger boats.
The stall count we put back was enough to accommodate everybody that had a stall there, and then have some 40s, a few 40s that were new, some 54-foot and 60-foot boats that are new.
Meisner says harbors across the region are looking to support larger commercial ships. Plus, folks with skiffs are ending up using the launch ramps more than the stalls. The city is now waiting for a surveyor to measure the harbor floor. Meisner hopes the dredging added about 3 feet to the harbor's depth. There's one hiccup that Meisner noted.
And it was anticipated there could be some rock shelf in there. Mm-hmm. So it's drawn on the plans even as a possible. And sure enough, thunk, as they're dredging, they started hitting right about where they thought there might be rock.
Once the surveyor visits, the city can assess how to handle the rock.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, if it's one boat, one stall is forever shallow and you can't put a big boat there, your option would be always keeping a shallower vessel there or taking the rock out and having the freedom to put whatever you want there.
Otherwise, things are going smoothly and on schedule, according to Meisner. A contractor in Washington should begin constructing the floats next week. The project is set to cost about $10 million, half paid for with an Alaska Department of Transportation grant and the rest from the city. The parking lot will not be redone in this project. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.